Just a heads up that in this podcast, you'll hear young people talking about what it was like for them when their mental health wasn't at its best. If you or someone you know needs support, visit headspace.org.au, where there are heaps of different ways to connect with someone who can listen, answer your questions, and help. Plus, there's a big list of other services you could try, like Lifeline or Kids Helpline, in our show notes.
I was just so scared of going to sleep. I was just so worried that there were so many things happening in my head that once I went to sleep, I wasn't going to be able to pick what I was thinking about.
That whole aspect of just stepping outside my door was a big enough issue as it is, let alone do I feel like I should go out and even talk to anyone today.
During the night, I would wake up every hour of the night just because my mind would race so much and I would have paranoia of what could happen the next day, and I just refused. I hid under my little sister's bed. Of course they're going to find me, but in that state I was like, they're not going to find me there.
After a start like that and the disclaimer, I wonder if you're thinking, what am I going to find on this podcast? And if you're preparing for some tough stuff, fair enough. The whole topic of young people and mental health can feel...
it's just almost a physical weight, like in your head, like carrying you down. And it is incredibly exhausting. And it's really, really, really hard to explain it to someone who's not getting it.
Now, I wonder if this bit is what also weighs on us. Did you hear what I heard? If not, let's hear it said a little differently.
Just so many little things that build up and people just don't understand, like, why? Why would you not brush your teeth? Why would you feel like you're doing things wrong? But to just turn around to someone and say, oh, I don't want to brush my teeth because I feel like I'm going to get judged, they're like, what the hell? Like, seriously.
Well, yeah, seriously. How much of this weight is about understanding? Understanding what the hell is going on with your own mental health or with someone else's, and understanding what to do about it. I reckon most of us are trying to understand. And after making this podcast, I started to wonder if I'd been trying to understand the wrong thing.
There'll be people who persist saying, what is the thing that makes you anxious? And I'll be there, it's not one thing.
What kind of questions would those around you ask about why you were doing what you were doing?
Just why are you getting up so late? Why aren't you doing anything with your life? Not knowing what something is and it's doing damage to you, it makes it even worse.
It's not really for me about like them understanding anxiety. I don't really want them to understand anxiety or go through any of that. I'm just happy that they understand that I'm going through that and they are okay with doing things around that.
Now that is just one of the many penny-dropping moments you'll get when you listen to this. Speaking of which, my name is Penny and I'm about to drop a brand new podcast series from Headspace Launceston in your feed. It's called Get Psyched, and it's where you'll hear young people sharing the real stuff and the feel stuff. And then we whack that next to the deal stuff from Headspace clinicians who help us understand how our minds work. The fancy word for that is psychoeducation, which is why the podcast is called Get Psyched. See what we did there? Okay, are you ready? Let's get psyched. Often what our brains do is it will go round and round and round. A bit like going round and round and roundabout. I don't know which exit to take, so I'm just going to keep going round and round and round.
If someone's sort of resetting their sleep pattern, what I would say is start with the morning, because you can't make yourself fall asleep, but you can make yourself get out of bed.
We've got three times that we tend to dwell in, you know, the past, the future, and the present moment. The present moment is the only time that we ever have any control over.
It's this really fine line, I suppose, in encouraging young people to be independent and making choices, but then also stepping in when things are not looking great.
Why does talking help?
Really big question. It is a big question.
I remember doing a double take thinking, you can talk about that.
Have you got a tip on how to not be a nagger and be an encourager?
And time's up. That's it for the free psychoeducation for now, but there's plenty more coming your way.
So it's kind of like when you don't do washing for a week and you just see it all piling up near the washing machine and you're like, I know I'm going to need some of this stuff tomorrow, but I'm not going to wash it anyway.
Let's sort the washing together, whether it's your pile, someone else's, or you're just trying to understand why people don't just do the bloody washing. And if you hit subscribe now, you don't even need to turn up. I will. Yep, our first episode will just arrive in your feed as soon as it drops. Get psyched. It's a convenient, comfortable, and compelling way to learn about mental health.
It's a learning curve. Like, the more that you do deal with it, the more that you learn.
This podcast is supported by funding from Primary Health Tasmania through the Australian Government Primary Health Networks Program.